Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf and Practice. There is a very interesting practice in Minog in many homes that they place a bencher on the candelabra tray, which allows a person to move the candelabra. It creates a basis of davar asa and a basis of davar mutter, that since the tray serves as a basis, a base for both the candles and also a bencher, so that allows you to move it. So there's a fascinating and very important ha'ara made by Rav Yasha. But let's first go through the sugya very briefly, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Zayim. There the Gemara is talking about carrying a machte, some type of pen with the afer, with some dirt and ashes in it, and you're allowed to move it because even though it's holding dirt and ashes that are seemingly muksa, it also has some leftover of the ketores, some leftover of the incense, and therefore it's allowed because the klal is a basa davar aser will davar mutter. If it's holding both something that's mutter and aser, then you're allowed to move it so long as the davar mutter is more chashiv than the davar iser. How does one define which is more chashiv? So the halacha is found in Shulchan Aruch Simim Shin Yud Sif Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins that kli sheyeshal of davar aser v'davar mutter. You have an object that's holding something aser and something mutter. Mutter l'tatul, you're allowed to move it. Could go in machta, our very case, our gemara. Sheyeshal le mibod yom efer, it has some ashes from before. She mutter l'tatul l'chasis bo rok otzoeh. That since the ashes have a certain purpose, you need to cover up some spit or some other tzoeh excrement. The Yeshalav, there's also in it, Gamkein Shivri Eitzim, Shemasur Matiltul, so Mutil Talto. And it's only true, says the Mechaber, Kigon Shedavar Mutter, Chashiv Medavar Aser. Only if the object that's Mutter is more significant than the Davar Iser. How does one define which is more significant? So Rav Moshe was asked the question in Chelek Hev or Chaim in Simon Chabbez, Os Yedzain, he was asked which is more Chashiv. Which are more chashiv between that which is based on which you value more, based on objectively what's more valuable? What if there's a siddur versus $100? A siddur doesn't cost $100. Which one is the more chashiv item to deem this bus as a davar mutter or a davar iser? And Moshe writes back, we don't go based on lo dainin raklifi shavyaso. It's not based on the value, because in the case of a siddur versus kesef, versus money, the siddur has more chashivas, he says. And he says further, mishkafayim, let's say you have some glasses, and money, and even though the money is more expensive than the glasses, perhaps, not necessarily the case, you could have expensive glasses, but let's say the money is more valuable than the glasses, since you need the glasses now, you want to use them now, that gives it chashivas. So it's not based on value, it's based on need, based on tzaruch. And when it comes to a siddur, so a siddur you need on Shabbos, but not only that, since it's a davar shebekedusha, it's sifrei kodesh are always more chashiv than that of money. So if that's the reason, this is the basis, many other posts can say this, that's why the practice has been to place a bencher or a siddur on the tray, so the tray does not become a basis davar iser, rather to basis the davar hamutter. So this is the widely accepted practice. But I saw in the footnote of Simcha Banim Kohn's Sefer and Muksa, is a very, very important point from Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv says, a person shouldn't take a siddur or a sefer just to simply put it on to make the tray a basa davar mutter, because that would be a bizayon to kisrei kodesh. That would be a disgrace for using sifrei kodesh just to create something a basa davar mutter. What a person should do instead is, when you're using a siddur, you're using a sefer, open it up, read it a little bit, look at it, and then when you need to put it down, place it down on the bosses, and this way to avoid any bizayon of kisvei kodesh.